I'm Tom Maloney with Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. It's Friday, August 28th, 2020. Stay tuned for the latest on Whiting Mayor Joe Stahura's plea deal after being charged with wire fraud and income tax violations. Notre Dame plans on resuming in-person classes next week, and One Chesterton School is open to students again, not because of COVID-19, but because of bats. And might the Big Ten play football after all? But first, beach hazard statements remain in effect from late tonight through late Saturday night along the lake and Porter County shores of Lake Michigan. High wave action and dangerous swimming conditions are expected, including forecasted wave heights of 3 to 6 feet, increasing to 5 to 8 feet. Strong rip currents and structural currents are also expected. Five of the nine Indiana Dunes beaches, including West Beach, will remain open, but due to a lifeguard shortage and beach erosion issues, several are closed for the remainder of the season. Indiana Dunes Tourism has an illustrated online map showing which beaches are currently open. Due to the lifeguard shortage, the swimming beach at Indiana Dunes State Park will remain closed until at least the end of August. The beach is still open for activities on land, but no swimming or wading in the water will be allowed. The lack of available lifeguards has also affected the Indiana Dunes National Park. Parking's also been a big issue. The Indiana Dunes State Park and National Parks have seen higher than usual crowds during the COVID-19 pandemic, and smaller beach parking lots can fill quickly. A Chesterton school has reopened for in-person instruction after the discovery of bats inside the building delayed the school's fall reopening. Chesterton Middle School officials called in a wildlife removal crew after the bats were found Monday, a day before the school's scheduled reopening for limited in-person instruction during the coronavirus pandemic. The Times reports the discovery prompted all of the school's students to begin the school year with remote learning from home, but it opened Thursday after a wildlife removal company trapped three bats inside the school. One Northwest Indiana county will get help through the state's COVID-19 response program. LaPorte County has been awarded $250,000 to fund the LaPorte County Action Fund, working capital, and payroll assistance grants to businesses for retaining jobs in the county. Funding for the COVID-19 response phase 2 funding is derived from Indiana's CARES Act allocation. Soon-to-be former Mayor Joe Stahura's public career will come to an end as he plans to resign as part of a guilty plea agreement to tax fraud over personal use of over $250,000 of his campaign contributions. He leaves behind, as his work in city government, a recreated lakefront and a revitalized downtown Whiting that has drawn as many as 1 million visitors annually. That includes a new mascot Hall of Fame, as well as Oil City Stadium, home to the Northwest Indiana Oilmen. Stahura's career in public office began as a Whiting City Councilman. The Times reports his first obstacle after being elected mayor in 2003 was a $1 million budget shortfall and angry residents whose residential property taxes had tripled overnight. Stahura came into the crisis with cost-cutting and an eventual income tax that restored some of Whiting's lost property tax revenue. He won re-election last year with little or no opposition and a campaign bank account with tens of thousands of dollars, what federal prosecutors said was a great temptation. Mayor Stahura said in a statement, quote, "All I can say at this time is that I used some funds from my campaign account for personal use. I routinely paid it back, but the circumstances have resulted in wire fraud and income tax violations," end quote. He apologized in the statement and said he is, quote, "prepared to take responsibility," end quote, for his actions. The president of the University of Notre Dame says it will resume in-person classes in stages beginning Wednesday and gradually pick back up other campus activities. The Reverend John Jenkins said in a live-streamed address to students and faculty today that with coronavirus cases declining among students, it's safe to return to in-person classes. In-person classes for Notre Dame's 12,000 students began on August 10th, but 8 days into the semester, the university moved classes online for 2 weeks after a spike in confirmed COVID-19 cases. Jenkins says, quote, "The virus dealt us a blow and we stumbled, but we steadied ourselves and now we are ready to move on," end quote. In sports, the Cubs at 18-12 are in Cincinnati tonight to take on the 13-17 Reds at 6:10. The Cubs are in first place in the NL Central. The Reds are in third place. Kyle Hendricks takes the mound for Chicago, and Tyler Mahle will start for the Reds. Jose Abreu is riding a 10-game hitting streak as the White Sox are set to play Kansas City tonight at 7:10. The Sox at 19-12 are set to host the 12-19 Kansas City Royals. The Sox are tied for second place in the AL Central, while the Royals are in last place. Danny Duffy gets the start for Kansas City. Reynaldo Lopez will start for Chicago. The White Sox have also made their first trade of the coronavirus-shortened season. The deadline is on Monday. They've traded with the Pittsburgh Pirates as the Southsiders have acquired Jared Dyson in exchange for international pool space. The Pirates will receive $243,300. In college football, Bruce Feldman reports that the Big Ten could reverse course on their cancellation of the 2020 season. Feldman says coaches are on a call currently about starting the season on or around the week of Thanksgiving. Looking at your Lakeshore weather forecast tonight, a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly between 11 p.m. and 4 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy, a low near 68. Saturday, a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny, a high near 80. Wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy skies, a low near 58. Sunday, mostly sunny, a high near 76. And Monday, a 20% chance of showers after 1 o'clock, otherwise mostly sunny, with a high near 80. For Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM, I'm Tom Maloney. This has been your Midday News Update. Thanks for watching, and don't forget to share.